Welcome to Dish Nation. What's up? What's up? Hey.
Well, we have some old scandalous expensive chai tea about the Kardashians, baby. Oh. We'll explain.
And does Nicole Kidman have a foot fetish? What? We'll let you decide.
Also, Floyd Mayweather breaks a Birkin bag record in 10 minutes. I like how that sounds. Mm. Okay?
Plus, celebrities are bearing it all, baby, so it's time for my bikini body watch.
Now, Frank and Heidi will join us later. Today is Memorial Day, so we here at Dish Nation want to thank the members of our armed forces for their service and honor those who lost their lives protecting our country. Thank you so much for your service. All right, keep it moving. Head crack, what's going on?
Okay, well, Lizzo says you better think twice before you drink and slide up in someone's DM. Now, the singer hopped on social media and revealed that after taking a couple to the head, that the liquid courage crept in and she DM'd her favorite Hollywood superhero, Chris Evans. And check out what she sent him.
The reason I'm upset about this one is because I know I'm not going to be able to marry him. And honestly, it hurts me to the core because damn, Papa, he a rare breed. No comparing.
Okay, shoot that shot.
All right now. Okay.
Love the courage on this one.
If you don't shoot the shot, you always going to miss it. So go ahead.
The internet detectives, a.k.a. the feds, figured out that the three emojis meant shoot your shot. But check it out. Chris responded and Lizzo freaked out. Now, he said, no shame in a drunk DM. God knows I've done worse on this app. LOL. And then he followed her.
Nice.
Oh. Yes. It's always something when a celebrity that you like follows you. That is so cool. Or when they respond to you. It is so cool. But Chewy, what if gave Lizzo a chance? You think that she could change his life? And you know what I mean by change his life.
Yeah, I think so. I think he needs to suit up in that Captain America uniform and be prepared. Be prepared for a roller coaster because Lizzo's flute game is out of this world. So I don't know if Chris is ready for that. But yeah, I think he would appreciate and love Lizzo. And they might work, actually.
Oh, yeah. And Chewy, he was able to lift Thor's hammer, so you know he could do wonders with Lizzo.
Oh, okay.
That's light work.
All right, Yonda, this is some old ancient brew tea from the land of Calabasas.
Okay. Ooh.
Now, did y'all know that Brandy and Ray J's momager, Sonya Norwood, sued the Kardashians in 2008 for fraud?
Wow.
No.
I do remember that.
Yes. Get your cups, ladies and gentlemen. Let me pour. Back in the day, Kim was Brandy's personal stylist, and Sonya, making sure all her coins were in her purse, realized that Kim racked up $120,636 in unauthorized charges on her card.
Good Lord.
Now, y'all know Sonya Norwood don't play, honey. Mama just Sonya slapped them papers on that ass. Okay.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't play, yo.
And then the rest of the clan, Courtney, Chloe, and even Rob, even Ray J and Brandy begged her not to. Here's what Sonya said about how the Kardashians reacted. When the fraudulent charges were brought to their attention, they apologized profusely and advised us through their attorneys that they would pay the debt in full. However, they have since reneged on that promise. So the case was eventually dismissed and settled out of court. I'm sure it was because Miss Norwood don't play.
And after a while, some black folks gonna notice some money missing.
A lot of stylists do this, honey. What they'll do is take your credit card, okay, and be charging it for other clients' stuff who hasn't given them a credit card. And
it's now you got to.
It happened to me too, for a very known stylist that is out there.
Mm.
But you'll never do this to somebody who got a mama like Miss Norwood, okay? Because I would just assume that she the one checking the account.
I love Brandy and Ray J mama.
She does not play. So you know what? I don't even know when I've seen her smile. I'm scared of that woman every time I see. But I love what she did, because I know when my stylist did it, I was so mad. I just went on Twitter and just went off on Twitter. I never thought about filing a lawsuit. I should do it. Probably too late.
Okay, ladies, listen up, because you might need to take some tips from Nicole Kidman, because she knows how to pamper her man. I like this. In an interview with InStyle magazine, the actress revealed that she spoils her hubby Keith Urban by giving him a CBD pedicure and foot massage.
Yes.
Okay, she said, he's a pretty low maintenance guy. Sometimes, though, I'll treat my whole family to a spa day and massage their feet and give them pedicures. I love this, man. But not too long ago, we talked about Nicole giving her sister a pedicure. But do you think this is her love language, y'all? Rubbing her family's feet?
Absolutely, like gifts of service.
It's actually my love language too. Like if I'm dating you, like
your feet.
I always gave pedicures. I loved it.
You gave pedicures and they still walked out your life?
If the feet are in a bad way, that's what I'm there for. I'm there to fix it.
Why you don't have a man? Why don't you and Sherry have a man? These men walk out of y'all life and y'all don't give them pedicures.
Because I cleaned his feet too good and he walked out with them clean ass feet, okay?
Exactly. I'm with you, Portia. Anybody that I date, I love giving a foot massage because I know it makes you feel good because every weight is on your feet. So when you give a good reflexology, I don't care if you got bunions or corns, I love rubbing feet.
You should rub their hands where they could give you some money.
Gary, you're gonna like this story. Floyd Money Mayweather dropped $80,000. Let me say that again for the people in the back. $80,000 on 4 Birkin bags in only 10 minutes, y'all. Yeah.
Wow. What do these bags do?
Now, apparently, his assistant went into the store to make sure they had a very nice, plentiful variety of Hermes bags for Floyd before he even arrived, okay? Now, 25 minutes later, the boxer walked in, copped a yellow, black, and 2 green Birkin bags, y'all. Take a look at this. Wow.
They got to be doing drag on the side because, damn it, honey, what man like person like that? They doing drag, honey. They doing something,
but
honey.
But you know what, again, I think they're smart because purses attract women.
When I was trying to sell my house in New Jersey, Floyd Mayweather came and looked at it and said, I'm going to offer cash for the entire place. That he's got so much money that he can just drop it like that.
All right, I got a scenario for y'all. If Floyd Mayweather gave you $80,000 and you only had 10 minutes to spend it, what would you spend it on? I think I would buy you guys gifts.
I would
buy each and every one of you gifts. I think that's how I would spend the $80,000. But what would you do?
You're a nice dude, Chewy, but I would spend $80,000 on Dogecoin. And then after I flip that money, then I would buy you guys all gifts.
That would be coins,
Let me turn that 80 to 160, 320 real quick.
Hello?
I would spend Neiman's. I would spend it at Neiman's because Neiman's will let you take some back and they don't care.
Okay.
How long you had it.
Really? Don't be giving up all the secrets.
Right on back.
They have a great return policy, Parse. Okay.
Yes. Neiman's is my stylist.
Coming up, Justin Bieber keeps it real about his first year of marriage to Hailey Bieber. LA will explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Hey, Chewy. Hi. Look who's joining us. It is Heidi and Frank. Hey.
Hey, my favorites.
Hi. Hey, guys. Well, Justin Bieber got real about his ups and downs with Hailey Bieber and their first year of marriage. Yeah, in a recent interview with GQ, Justin revealed that there was a lack of trust that made the couple's marriage difficult.
Wow.
He said, there was all these things that you don't want to admit to the person that you're with because it's scary, and you don't want to scare them off by saying, I'm scared.
Wow.
Now, he added his fears about his past meant that he had, a lot of anxiety in that first year of a marriage, and he's walking on eggshells.
Don't you think the first year of marriage is the most romantic?
Oh, hell no. First year is the toughest year because now you realize you're married to somebody and then you're living with them. And then it's like, if you can get through that first year, they say that then you're good to go. But that first year is the hardest one of all.
Did any of you experience that first year blues? Sherry, I kind of know your answers, but Frank and Heidi?
I didn't have the first year blues.
That's because her marriage didn't count. But as far as real marriage,
Frank.
I've had 17 years of blues. What? I should be a blues singer.
Wow. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam. It's year 17.
I thought you said if you got through the first year, you're golden.
I thought so. I think if you get through the first 20, you might be golden.
I'm still holding on. I got three more that I want to keep. All right. Well, if your birthday is coming up and you need some fun ideas to celebrate your special day, Cole Sprouse inspire you, because this is what Cole Sprouse did 6 years ago for his 22nd birthday. Take a look.
I hired 3 clowns to go and drink with me and my friends around L.A. Yeah, hands down. Well, first it was just going to be one clown, and then he invited his clown buddies. We brought them to this bar. The manager came up and goes, hey, you guys gotta go, you gotta go. We were like, why? We're not doing anything. We're just drinking with clowns. And he goes, no, you guys gotta go. You're killing the vibe.
No, that's awesome.
I'm not afraid of clowns. I'm not the biggest fan.
It sounds like it was a lot of fun, though. But would y'all be willing to try it out?
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm 22, probably. But now at my age, if I'm going out with my friends for my birthday, I want to be with them, and I want it low key. I don't even want the people going, happy birthday.
None of that.
Don't bring out the.
That's because you're at the age and the number where you just don't want to celebrate. 22, though, it's a celebration. The best part of the story is that the group of guys that went out could not acknowledge that the other 3 were clowns.
Right.
Which is absolutely hilarious. You got to throw in something like that.
They're doing tricks and they just have to go,
Yeah. Well, it looks like Laura Dern has a bone to pick with people who shame women for talking more about money rather than sex. In a recent interview, Laura spoke about her character's iconic line from season 2 of HBO's Big Little Lies. I will not be rich.
Oh, yeah. When she said that, when she's standing in the doorway, she was like, I will not be rich. Because her husband, I think, who was like losing. Remember when her husband might be losing his job, his money. And they live in this amazing house. And she's
crazy
like,
house.
No.
She was not playing around in that one. Well, Laura Dern revealed that she had no idea that the line would resonate in the way that it does. Mm. But you know how wonderful that women are talking about money, because she was never taught how to manage her finances growing up. What do y'all think about that?
I agree. I always say that, like, you know, I mean, I know parents have the sex talk with us. My mom basically just said,
yeah,
don't. So that's really not a whole lot of information. Okay. But I think as far as money goes, yeah, I think that it should also be taught by parents, and I think it should be taught in school.
You know what? My parents were not like entrepreneurial, and they didn't teach me about balancing a checkbook. The moment I saw the Brady Bunch, I went and opened up a lemonade stand outside, and literally, this is what my mother said. Get back in the house. You ain't gonna have people thinking we ain't got no money. Gotta sell some damn lemonade.
Up next, it's almost summertime, and that means it's time for some skin, baby. Mm. It's the triumphant return of Gary's Bikini Body Watch. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, all right, y'all. We all know that Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. And with this type of heat, the celebs are starting to bear it all, Lord.
Yeah.
That's right, baby. Yes, honey. And with that being said, honey, it's only right, y'all, that I bring back Gary's Bikini Body Watch, honey. And baby, yes, honey, these celebrities did not, honey. They did not come to play. So first up, honey, the beautiful Miss Ashanti, y'all.
Yes, thank you.
Now, she looks amazing. This pic, honey, while vacationing in Gaza Blanca, Cancun, honey.
Is she aware that it's not Thanksgiving? Because she done served a whole meal on a platter.
Okay.
Look at her. Yes.
Also not friendly to diabetics, because she's serving up so much cake. Top and bottom, and has been doing it for years. Ashanti for the win.
Yes.
Now, she's looking like, honey, she's maybe waiting for Nelly to come back in her life and say, here I
am.
She's
not.
Gary,
stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Nelly's got Miss Jackson. He's happy.
Oh, he sure does. Sorry, Miss Jackson. She's real. Anyway, next up is Sacha Baron Cohen and his lovely wife, Miss Isla Fisher. Now, they were taking a dip in the waters of Sydney, Australia.
Okay. I don't like the print on her bathing suit.
Yeah, me neither.
You don't like it?
Family vacation. This is a vacation. Yeah. When he come out the water looking like that, you gotta come out the water with a better print on your bathing suit.
Okay.
That's how you
Is that the rule?
It's a rule.
Next is Floyd Money Mayweather, baby, who was surprisingly vacationing, y'all, in Miami.
I would like him to be a little bit more toned up. Like, I would like to see more cuts. And considering he's a boxer.
What do y'all want from people? He's in great shape.
Wait a minute now.
He don't have no pecs or nothing. He don't have no pecs. He look broke.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I could wear some, afford something he got. He have on a Miami tourist hat.
Thank you.
Like, he's trying to show you a real side. You know, he's being like us. He's being like everybody else.
Yo, I legit feel like I do have those shorts, too. I think those are Ralph Lauren shorts. I think I have the exact same pair.
You got them. Y'all crazy.
Up next, honey, is Miss Janelle Monae, honey.
All right.
We're having a ghouly-ooly time, honey, in Cuomo at a yacht party. This is Miss Janelle Monae.
Wow. Okay.
I'm so not used to seeing Janelle Monáe's body because it's usually she's dressed like a penguin. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you see her in things. This is a dope little switch up for her. I'm not mad at this.
So it's time to announce the winner of my bikini body watch. And the drum roll is... Of course, it's Miss Ashanti. Now, Miss Ashanti is a green lizard. And, honey, she looks amazing. Looks like she had some work done, but she looks amazing. So,
Gary, why are you shading? Why are you shading, Gary?
Why not? So,
coming up, hide your belongings if you're dating the Crown's Emma Corrin, because she might want to keep them for her own pleasure. That story when we come right back.
Dish Nation.
All right, so Emma Corrin, who plays Princess Diana on The Crown, was recently playing the game. Well, you're really going to love her because she was recently playing the game Never Have I Ever. And she made quite a revelation, Chewy. The prompt was, never have I ever kept a partner's item of clothing so I could sniff it. And Emma immediately took a drink and she blushed.
Oh, wow.
So when asked if the partner knew, Emma said she did know. Yes, I'm a very smell-oriented person and I could do it with jumpers. Now, jumpers are sweaters. It is the most comforting thing you could hug.
Guilty.
What is jumpers?
Really?
Another name for panties?
Well, before I got with my wife, I really... was into her and I wanted to be with her, but we couldn't be together. It was a long, involved story. But I found out what kind of cologne she wore, and I went to the Macy's counter.
I was about to say that too.
And I went and I bought
her
cologne, perfume, and I kept it in the console of my car. And I would like get it out and be like,
wow.
Oh, I want to be with you.
Let me ask you this, Sherry. Did you ever give like a pair of your panties or leave a pair of panties behind with a guy?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That's girl 101. If you leave your panties at a man's place,
you tuck them in between that box spring and mattress. That way, if he's got anybody ever over, and she's like, who?
Girls used to give them to me, and I put them in the glove compartment, and my mom found them once, and she goes, what the hell are these? And I was so embarrassed.
Did you just say I'm a cross-dresser? I'd have just gone with I'm a cross-dresser, Mom. I'm sorry.
Well, hopefully those panties couldn't fit Chewy.
Yeah, you're right. It was so embarrassing.
Probably a little tiny.
Chewy, I would have said, look, Mama, I got it at the car wash with the air freshener. It came with the air freshener.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.